Today is Monday, February 21st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's been a very chill day so far. So it was a work day, but it's President's Day, and in the California office of the Spit Valve factory, they all had the day off. And my boss is in California, my boss's boss is in Seattle, so he gets the day off. A lot of my team is on the West Coast. But in Arkansas, for whatever reason, the Arkansas office, we don't get holiday. We don't get company holidays. We get paid time off and, you know, no reason to use it on just some random day. Mark had to work. And so I had some automation stuff that I was doing for work. I'm trying to automate a report that I'm going to have to generate over the next, I don't know, month or so. But I figure it's probably a report that even, you know, after the 2 or 3 weeks that I have to generate it, I'm going to have to generate it again going forward. And so I'm writing a little script to call an API. And I don't want to get too in the weeds. I know some of you are not, you know, technical. But anyway, so I'm writing a little script, and so I basically spent the whole day just working on this script. I didn't get very far, actually. I kept running into issues, and so I'm probably going to have to... I've got to generate the first report tomorrow, and I thought I was close, but I keep running into these exceptions that I didn't think of, scenarios that I didn't handle in my code. And so, what if a particular person doesn't exist? You know, I've got a user ID and they got fired, or, you know, I'm generating a report. It's users, and what if they no longer with the company? And so, they don't return anything anymore, or whatever. But I've got to generate this report tomorrow, so I'm probably going to have to spend some more time this weekend, or not this weekend, tonight, working on it. And, but I was playing YouTube videos in the background while I was doing it, and I've started watching this guy again that I used to watch last year. I never really stopped, but I took a really long break, and I've been running low on YouTube content. And I know there's a bunch of stuff on YouTube, but for, you know, you kind of go in and out of, you have a YouTuber that you like. And then you get bored of that content. Maybe I don't have a diverse enough repertoire of YouTubers. But there are some that Mark and I watch together, and then some that I just watch, you know, me. And anyway, his channel name is Rumi Official, but he's a music channel. He's a singer. He plays keyboard. I think he plays drums, but he does a lot of reaction videos. So he'll critique and react to other YouTube music people. He'll react to, you know, singers out in the mainstream. Oh, I just burped. that was a Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich. Anyway, and so I was watching those most of the day while I was doing this programming. And so it's just been really chill, which is good. I mean, it's good to relax and, you know, just have kind of a relaxing day. So, and now I'm recording later than normal because I was still working on this code and I couldn't figure it out. And I thought, I've got to just try, you know, I'll watch two more YouTube videos while I'm trying to figure this code out. And I couldn't figure it out. And so now I'm going to have to take the laptop downstairs. And after we have dinner tonight, probably work on it some more. But anyway, it was a chill day. This weekend, so we had a weekend, and it was a pretty relaxing weekend as well. We hung out. Mark had a haircut, I believe. I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I believe he had a haircut in the morning on Saturday. So we had mixed minus, and then he got up and worked out in the morning while he let me sleep because he worked out early, like at 8 or 8:30 or something. And I don't like to get up that early on a Saturday because I stay up really late doing mix minus. And so I don't want to get up that early. So he let me sleep and he did his workout and then he went to his haircut. Then I got up and worked out and got that out of the way. And when he got back, we had lunch. I don't remember what we had for lunch, but we had lunch. And then we started watching, we watched some YouTube stuff, but then we decided we were going to start watching Ozark. And so we started watching Ozark, and I think we both are really enjoying it. We're on about episode 7 of season 1. And I'm always a little bit worried about, because he doesn't like to have... I love to binge. One of my favorite things to do is find a show that has, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 seasons that I've never seen. And then I really like it. And then just be able to binge that for days or weeks and really get immersed in, you know, whatever the show is. So anyway, we watched a lot of Ozark, and I think I was also working on this code over the weekend as well. I can't remember whether it was Saturday or Sunday or both, but while we were sitting there watching YouTube, I was working on stuff. And then it was restaurant of the week. Oh, I know what we did for lunch. We went to Waffle House because I really wanted, he had asked me, oh, I know you had a really stressful week. Is there anything you want to do? And I couldn't think of anything I really wanted to do, but I really like Waffle House. I like breakfast food, and I really like Waffle House. And the thing that I always get is the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. They serve it with pickle slices, and I get mayonnaise as well. And for whatever reason, bacon, egg, and cheese on toasted Texas toast bread with a pickle slice and some mayonnaise is so good to me. I don't know why, but it's so good. Because I really love eggs, I love bacon, I love cheese, I like bread. And the pickle kind of cuts the richness of the cheese and the bacon and everything, the fattiness. And so you get that acidity from the pickle. I don't know. It's great. And then their hash browns, you got to get it with the cheese and the ham. It's called covered and smothered. No, sorry. Smothered and chunked. I'm getting it wrong. Covered is onions. I don't do that on the hash browns. I like onions, but I don't do it on the hash browns. So, anyway, so we do that, and then we came home and, you know, watched TV and stuff, and I worked on my code. And then in the evening, it was my turn to do Restaurant of the Week. We haven't really been paying much attention to that because with Omicron and everything, we had kind of stopped going to restaurants again. But we're gradually starting to go back now that numbers are going down a little bit. And so there was a steakhouse that we had never been to called American Steakhouse and Grill, I think, or Sports Theater. I can't remember. It's a very long name. It's a chain. It's nothing fancy, but we had not tried it before. So I said, hey, let's go there. And I wasn't super hungry, so I got the 6-ounce filet, just a tiny little filet. But they had a marsala sauce, so I thought, hey, I'm going to get it with the marsala sauce. So I ordered that with it, got mashed potatoes, a salad. And it was actually really good. It was tasty. I really liked the marsala sauce. They cooked the filet well, nicely. I ordered medium rare, and they did a good job, and it was very tender. And then we shared a warm cookie with ice cream for dessert. So it was good. It was good. We had a good time. And then on Sunday, we had the normal stuff. I had church in the morning, so did Mark. And then... And then we kind of hung out, you know, watched more YouTube. You know, he was cleaning when I got home. So he finished, he did the floors, he vacuumed and mopped and stuff. And then so that I could see my parents, because I'm going to try to see my parents more because I need to. So I said, and we've done this before. I said, hey, let's go to their house. Take Sydney with us. That's the dog. My mom had been wanting to see the dog. And, so we hung out with them for about an hour, and then we left Sydney there and went to the grocery store, got our weekly groceries, and then came back and picked Sydney up and then went home. So that was pretty much the weekend. It was a relaxing weekend. Next weekend is going to be Pokemon weekend. There's some event that Mark wants to do. And so we're going to be doing that most of the weekend. And other than that, we're just kind of still planning our cruise. So fun stuff. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.